This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And listen, head up to the website. I'll wait. Go to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And I want your email address. You know, I don't push for it enough, I guess. But I want your email address. And the reason behind that is I send out one email a week. I don't inundate you like some guys do every single day. Because it's crazy. I mean, I don't want them every single day. Now, if you don't want emails, because some have said, you know, I'm not in the email thing. I get enough. I don't need any more. We also allow you to do it by text message. So you can text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And if you do that, I only do it a couple nights a week. I don't even do that every night. Because I don't like getting stuff every night. It makes me nuts. But I'll text you, you know, a couple times a week, let you know when the show's going to start and probably what we're going to be talking about and along those lines. So earlier, I was making fun, as well as everybody should. You should jump on the making fun bandwagon of the commentator. Now, I wonder, you think tonight is what? Biden is tonight, right? And do you think they'll ask Biden a question in Spanish? Because he has a hard enough time in English. So that would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously, I think it would be great. I would love it. But so my question that was, why would you? It'd be like walking in a class of 100 kids. And I'll even pick on Italians, right? So it's like you walk in a class of 100 kids. They all speak English. Except for two of them, or three of them, or in this case, 16 of them. Okay, let's do it that way. So the 16 of them that speak Italian only, and I walk into the class and I have enough knowledge of Italian, and so when the teacher asks me a question, explains something to the kids, I respond in Italian. What would you say to me? Other than the fact that I was screwing the language up, other than that, what would you say to me? Right? Why doesn't anybody say it to them now? So here they are. They're being asked questions in Spanish, and they're answering in Spanish. And the demographics of the Hispanic Latino Americans depict a population that is the second largest ethnic group in the United States, 52 million. 16.7% of the national population. 47 million are American citizens. So, which I think may not be exactly right. Personal opinion, but I don't think it's exactly right. But even so, let's say that 16% number is wrong. Let's say for conversation's sake, it's 20%. All right? So 20 kids out of the 100 in the classroom, and your response is going to be, let me see if I get this right, in Spanish, in Italian. Why? Why would you do that? It makes absolutely no sense. And I'm not trying to be, you know, mean or unfeeling. But I mean, really, truly, what's going on here is it catering to a class of people that they know. Again, are all Hispanics illegal? No. Are there Hispanics that speak very poor English that are American citizens? Yes. I have family members, a couple that have been here 100 years, and they still can't speak English well. Came here from Italy. No, Ma, I'm not making fun of you. Well, I might be a little bit. But you see what I'm saying? So when, I'm not saying, I can't speak for everybody, obviously. I'm not saying they're all like that. But the, you know, the reality behind it is again, they're pandering. And why would they pander? Why would you pander to a group of people that, well, I'll put it this way. They shouldn't be able to vote for you. How's that? And we know the reality behind that. But they shouldn't be able to vote for you, right? And we're letting them get away with it. I don't know why we are, but we are. And they're getting and they're getting applauded for doing it. Can you tell this is getting under my skin just a tad? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You got a new border bill. It's not really not a new border bill. Everybody's all excited about it, right? Everybody thinks it's, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we got border money, we got this, we got... No, we don't. We don't have any border money. Don't get confused here. This is a feel-good bill. And, you know, I may debrief with you in a little while because I understand that this the debate's really sickening and fun at the same time. Seriously. And I'm dying. I really would love to hear what they have to say. I may have somebody translate for me later on. But again, you look at this stuff and you look at what's going on with this. You have to stop and say, okay, when is anybody going to hold their feet to the fire? So the House approved a bipartisan bill, a coalition of moderate Democrats and Republicans. They approved a border funding legislation, sending $4.6 billion to President Trump's desk for what we hope is his expected signature. Now, after Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed down from a push to include restrictions on immigration enforcement, right? That would have sent the thing to the toilet. Now, I will say right now that this is kind of cool because in the past, Nancy would never have backed down. Right? I mean, she would have. There's no way. We'll do more of this later on in the hour. I hope that General Paul Valley can join us after the break. We'll see what happens. But I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Just in the real side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mateen here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mateen. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNET programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's all I ever ask you to do. If you engage and you get involved, you actually can help fix things. I've had people, I'll be out eating somewhere, I'll be out at an event, and somebody will come up and start talking to me about politics. And I'm no genius. I get to spend more time doing it than most of you. But they'll come up and they're so wrong. And it's not even an opinion. They'll tell you something that they heard 5 days ago. And it's somehow it's real and right and I should buy into it. It's like, wait a minute. we've had several things happen since then. No, that's not true anymore. Just like we're going to be talking about here in a minute, which is the this whole thing with the border bail. Well, they finally gave them money wanted. No, they didn't. First of all, I did this the other night, right? The manufactured crisis that now, all of a sudden, it's not so much manufactured anymore. You know, how many times have you heard that term, other than Fox lately? How many times have you heard the term, you know, the manufactured crisis in the last 10 days? You haven't, because it's out of control. So they pass this $4.6 billion bill. They're going to send it over to President Trump's desk. I hope he does. But man, he's got to do something to set them straight. Pelosi is risking severe backlash on this, right, from a lot of her progressive base. They're really, really, really upset that she gave in to the president. Well, she didn't give in to the president. You still need, look, those little kids that you're so worried about and the parents and the situation that they're swallowing in. Here's the deal. If there's no money, there isn't any toilet paper. There's no hand sanitizer. There's no soap. There's no clothes. There's no clean bedding. There's nobody to protect them from being raped and molested. And then you'll blame the president for it. They take responsibility for nothing. This is the non-responsibility party now. Speaker agreed to bring the bipartisan Senate passed bill to a vote without such restrictions. Following intense pressure from the Republicans and moderates in their own party, the Senate had demonstrated that bipartisan support approving the bill 84-8. That was a day earlier. They rejected the House version, rewrote their own. Liberal members wanted to put a restriction back in the Senate bill, and the members were running up against a deadline with the 4th of July recess. They shouldn't go anywhere. They shouldn't let them out of the place. It all started there in D.C. anyway, or on the East Coast. Let them enjoy the weather there, you know, the humidity. In explaining her decision, Pelosi cited the urgent need to get funding to help those children caught in the humanitarian crisis. She's not a border crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis. Come on, get over it. In order to get the resources to the children, the FAFSAs will reluctantly pass the Senate bill. As we pass the Senate bill, we do so with the battle cry as to how we go forward to protect children in a way that truly honors their dignity and their worth. How about making sure they're with their real parents? Wouldn't that kind of honor their dignity and worth? I'm just saying. I'm guessing over here. The bill passed 305-102. The decision is sure to fuel new unrest inside the caucus. AOC being the one. You know what? They deserve her. I hope she gets... Look, I don't care who takes control of Congress, but I hope AOC gets in again and again and again. And I hope she's there to the ripe old age of Nancy Pelosi. Really, seriously. It's an abdication of power we should refuse to accept. And they will keep hurting those kids if we do, AOC tweeted, which makes absolutely no sense. Right? Under no circumstances should the House vote for the McConnell bill. With no negotiation with the Democrats, hell no! That's an abdication of power we should refuse to accept. They're going to hurt the kids anyway if we do. Well, how do you figure it? The money is not for a wall. The money is to take care of those kids for the most part. You know? And I love it. No comment by them when you find out over a third of these kids coming over don't even belong to the people who brought them over. Measures that were sought by liberal members included those to ensure health and safety of those in custody and limit the amount of time unaccompanied minors can spend at a influx a shelter, only to 90 days, and reduce funding for ICE by $81 million. So right when ICE needs more money, not just for this but for other things, you know, remember something. It's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, right? You realize that. It's not just about, you know, protecting the border against people coming over illegally. It's making sure that we don't have containers of dope coming through. Apparently some of the dopes did get through. They're in Congress. The House vote would still ease a cash crunch at federal agencies that care for migrants. Right? I mean, It's funny how they go, don't approve anything, and then when these kids aren't eating and they don't have beds to sleep on and they can't get the medical care they need, somehow it's the Republicans' fault. And the reason it's the Republicans' fault is because we won't do exactly what they want done how they want it done. So nice of them, isn't it? Just nuts. Phil Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You really do. You really should be part of it, watching what's going on in the chat room, you know, the stories that we're talking about, things we're pushing through. So, this, and my understanding is all this stuff started happening in rapid fire because they went out of there for July 4th. Wouldn't it be great if the president called them back to work? Thursday afternoon came after Republicans persistently called on the House Democrats to pass the Senate bill in its clean. See, that's what I'd love to see. I'd love to see these bills get passed in clean form, had no additives to it, just specifically exactly what they were dealing with. The Shelby Leahy legislation has unified the Appropriations Committee. It has unified the Senate. The administration should sign it into law. That's according to Mitch McConnell. So all of our House colleagues need to do to help men, women, children, and others on the border this week. Anyway, think about this. The numbers show you that it was a bipartisan bill. The numbers show you that the Dems were willing to vote on this. They might be getting sick of all the backlog, and they might be getting a whole bunch of crap from the people that elected them. Like, what are you doing? We've already negotiated a broadly supported bipartisan funding bill. It's time for the House of Democrats to pass the same. Look, here's the deal. This is not just about kids. This is about the safety of the country, and it's about our kids, our American citizen kids as well. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Debate number two marks the first time the top-tier presidential candidates will confront one another over who's the best fit to lead the Democratic effort to oust President Donald Trump in 2020. It's Joe Biden's night to show he commands the field, but it's Bernie Sanders' chance to show he's the one who understands today's Democratic Party. And Kamala Harris may aim to make a more personal impression.
A high-ranking official in the Iranian government is speaking out against a possible war with the U.S. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed President Trump's claim that a war between Iran and the United States would be short-lived. David Perkins is a retired U.S. Army four-star general.
The economic sanctions are having a very large effect on the Iranians. Unfortunately for the Iranian people, they are in a tight spot. Their economy is not doing well. Their oil exports are down. The price is down.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Joe, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved, being engaged, being part of the conversation, because that's the way you get informed, that's the way you get engaged, so I really do appreciate it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can head up to the website, there's a lot going on there. You can, not just give me your email address, but if you want to be notified by text that we're going on the air, send me a text message. Well, send a text message to TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Always a pleasure. Okay, one of my favorite guests, retired General Paul Valley. General Paul Valley is with me. And, General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Well, thanks, Joe, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. You're such a distinguished scholar and gentleman.
well, thank you. That makes three of you that think that way. So, hey, listen, I'll go with the low-hanging fruit first. You know, there's a lot happening at the border. You're seeing them sending now the National Guard in Texas, and the New Mexican governor now, who said there was no problem at the border, now says, please help. It's just amazing where these people are coming from. But there's reports coming out that you've got some ISIS fighters and other not so great players trying to come over the border there. Give me your insight or input on that. Is it a big issue or what?
Joe, if you were down on the border and could profile everybody that's coming across, you're going to find everybody from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Ethiopia, Somalia, Syria, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. I mean, that whole group coming across crosses all borders, and I mean, from all the information I'm getting, and the data is all there. I mean, this is all provable, absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, the cartels are fostering this. And like I advised President Trump, we can't win this war playing defense. We've got to send the special ops in with air power and helicopters and drones and completely neutralize these cartels. Based on intelligence from the Mexicans, we can find them, fix them, and work with the Mexican special ops and their Marines, and we can completely neutralize these cartels because they're funding it for the most part. So that's it. But nobody wants to discuss going on the offense, Joe.
Well, no, we want to be reactionary all the time, right? Everything is, we're always playing catch-up, which is what I say, and that's not a strategy.
Joe, you were a baseball player, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, I was.
Okay, how did you win the games? Through defense or scoring runs?
Oh, scoring runs, no question.
There you go.
Yeah. See, that didn't even take a college. That didn't even take a college degree. I was able to figure that one out all by myself.
I figured that out in grade school. You got to hit the ball across the home plate. That's how you get a run. That's how you win. That's playing offense.
Yeah,
man, that's anyhow.
No, I agree with you. And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm saying, my God, you people, you need to get control of this. And listen, I don't want to make fun of the service. I'm not making fun of the military right now. But if you've been watching the Build the Wall progress over the last couple of days, you know, they had a Build the Wall-a-thon, and there's a couple of people that have raised millions of dollars to build a wall down there in Texas. Have you been paying attention to that at all?
Not in the last few days, Joe, so I haven't seen probably what you have.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that is beyond me, and I said this is where big government really gets in the way. So when the Army Corps of Engineers first did in this area in El Paso, they did an initial study/bid of what it would take to put a wall there. First of all, they said it could be done, but it would be extremely hard to do. It would take a few years, and it would take close to $60 million, I think is what they said. And for me, anytime the government says $60 million, they actually mean $260 million, but that's beside the point. So
we've been building walls since the Revolutionary War, for God's sakes.
So I think that was misinformation, because a private company built a good portion of that wall, got it done in less than a couple of weeks, and it's as strong, and it has more bells and whistles, has all kinds of stuff. The border agents are loving it. They went from videos of people coming over the hill and trying to get in that area. Now you see nobody coming through trying to get through there, because it's covered with cameras, lights, and the wall itself.
There you go.
So, I mean, is it just the way the military functions that makes it so expensive and takes so much
time? Well, it's very bureaucratic, and they haven't sorted that out all in the Pentagon. And I can tell you, I got an engineering degree from West Point, the military academy. But I guess I think it's a little different. All the smart guys, by the way, Joe, in my class, the smartest guys went into Corps of Engineers. Sort of the dumbest guys went into the infantry, but more generals are made in the infantry, so figure that out.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but it's sort of the truth. Look at Pat, he was the last guy in his class. All right, look how brilliant he was, and what a great commander. Ulysses S. Grant, the same way from West Point. Wasn't the brightest guy in his class, but look what he did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you don't have to be the brightest bulb, I guess, or light. But at West Point, it's a true sense that, and we got great engineers, but they don't make that many generals. I wonder why that's true.
You're not going to trap me there, because I've got a lot of friends in the military, and I don't want to hear from them later on when the show's over. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, listen, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, and we'll take a hop around the world here. Let's talk about what's going on in Venezuela. I haven't heard much, but the little bit I've been reading, it almost seems like Maduro's already out. He's kind of holding on by a thread. Am I right, or is it just we're not hearing what's really happening?
Well, you know, it's funny with all the other news going on now with American politics and the president overseas at the G20 and... there's not a lot of information that's coming forward in the last week that I've seen on Venezuela. Obviously, they're weakening. We got a report yesterday that many of the military have defected away from Maduro.
Wow.
So that's a good sign that he's weakening. I think it's just a matter of time, Joe. It's going to go down, and they're going to turn Venezuela around, hopefully.
Yeah, and the new president coming in is more American-friendly. Is that...
Well, he's friendly, and he's a smart young man, and he'll do well, but they have to put somebody like that in there. But it's got to come from the Venezuelan people, and you got to turn the military that will support the people rather than Maduro and his gang of monsters there.
Yeah, and again, is it a big deal that Russia and China are somewhat involved and engaged down there? They're in our part of the world?
No, it's no surprise. Of course, we had Russia back in the Kennedy days, and at the end of the Eisenhower, when Russia went into Cuba. Then we've had China in the last 20 years going into the Caribbean, and then, of course, a Chinese company taking over the Panama Canal. So they've been down there for years, and, of course, we've been over in their area doing things, too. So it's just the way it is. We've been all around Russia. We've been all around China in their waters, and they're doing the same thing in our western atmosphere.
I always use you as a reference when people are talking about things that are going on. I go, look, if you don't think that we do the same things to them, that we're doing the same kind of, you know, spying and nosing around and whatever that they're doing, then you're out of your mind. I mean, these incursions in the air and on the water, they're commonplace, are they not? We just don't hear about them as much.
Well, yeah, we don't want to broadcast what we're doing, but we want to broadcast what they're doing. It's like over off the coast of Russia, you know, we fly planes over there, do the same thing off China. And I don't know whether you remember Wang Wei, who was a jet pilot for China that downed one of our Orion reconnaissance aircraft, remember? And it had to land on the Chinese island. And
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And that's a situation that I said on Fox. My wife got very upset with me. I said, Wang Wei, the pilot went the Wang Wei up one of our aircraft. Fox News.
Listen, I wouldn't have been able to control myself either, so we're in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? My wife would have been throwing stuff at me as well. So, anyhow. All right, let's make a hop, a skip, a jump over to Iran. And, you know, tensions are building up there. They say, you know, Bolton is nothing more than a warmonger. So he's, you know, he's pushing the president to enter in the war there. You hear that commercial music. We'll be back in a minute. But I want to talk about Iran. I want to talk about the chances of real war there. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Retired General Paul Valley joins me. He's not going anywhere. He'll stay with us through the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Why is it that Cory Booker always looks surprised? Like, he's surprised to be anywhere. You know? It's just amazing to me. Watch that man's face when they ask him a question. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste his time. I love when he's on with me. Retired General Paul Valley is with me, and always love his insight as to what's going on. General, before we get into all the other issues, tell people about your organization.
Well, Stand Up America U.S., and the website is standupamericaus.org, and then we, of course, have a newsletter that comes out every Saturday morning, but we started Stand Up America in 2005, 2006, so we've been around a long time, and we've been able to gather with our intelligence network, probably better intelligence than the CIA. We have a great network of 20 different organizations we work with and support, a lot of them in the Washington area. We formed the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, which is now the Citizens Commission on National Security. Security. We support Charlie Kirk at Turning Point, Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. So these are all individuals and networks and organizations that we collude with, if I may use that word, each and every day. And so you can pretty much go to Stand Up America, ask us a question, Stand Up America USA 1 at gmail.com, and we'll get back to you, and we'll be able to provide you background information. If you have to give a talk or be present at some event, we'll be happy to support you, because it's all about standing up for our country.
Amen.
And our Constitution.
Yep, we got to do it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Iran and their recently downing of a drone. Now, everybody, I don't have all the inside information. I'm sure you have a good portion of it. But a drone was shot down, as many of you know, and then the president vowed, retaliation, not letting them get away with this kind of thing, and then refused to attack because there might be 150 plus killed. So, good idea, bad idea, good decision, bad decision. Do you have the right to enlighten us, please?
Well, the decision process is that, say you have an incident like that, just like they hit the freighters out there, you have an incident report. It comes through the National Command Authority, basically. It goes to the Pentagon, and down deep in the bowels of the Pentagon, it goes to the National Security Council that advises the president. And so you evaluate that threat or that particular incident, and then you try to see if the United States needs to react to that. And they formulate, and there's a lot of contingency plans already set in place in case this happens or this happens, then this is what we would do. Now, on Iran, from my last count, there were 75 targets on the American hit target list from the Pentagon. Israel has the same list. And so the president chose, after the drone was shot down, three targets. Now, all those targets are basically command and control centers, missile sites, port facilities, airports, command and control. And so if there were 150 people or 150 casualties were estimated, they would have been part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, their Air Force, their Marines, their Navy, or something like that, because we don't target civilian targets like that anymore. And so the 150 would have been damage of the people probably at those sites, not the population. And of course, Iran is responsible for killing thousands of Americans and wounding thousands of Americans. And so somebody, some general or something, fed into the president, and he went along with that general or admiral from the Pentagon that there would be a collateral damage of 150. I think it was a bad mistake. And then to say that, I can't remember, I'm trying to think of the word they used there for not hitting the targets. In other words, was it a ballast attack? So for a $150 million drone to be shot down and killing 150 probably on the line wasn't, I'm trying to think of the word, Joe. Maybe you can help me.
Well, we could use prudent. You want to?
No, it starts with a P, though. Maybe your audience can even help us out tonight. Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Are you listening to us or are you listening to the debate? Go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't the balance type of thing. In other words, if a drone being shot down doesn't balance out to be 150 people.
Right.
But, of course, when you do that in the Middle East, you look like you're weak.
Right.
But I think the president did it for a reason, and I think if they do it again, something's going to happen. And so we'll hit one of those 75 targets. Cyber attacks are going on against the command and control centers in Iran. Israel is doing it. So there's a lot of contingency plans for Iran. So we'll see what happens the next time. But I think he should at least taken out those three targets.
Are the Saudis, pushing for us to take on Iran? And why don't they do it themselves?
The Saudis never do anything. Okay, they buy billions of dollars of equipment, aircraft. They participated very in a small degree in the move to Baghdad. back during Desert Storm, and they also have done attacks on Yemen, but they don't. They talk, but they don't stand up to fight. And by the way, the oil fields in Saudi Arabia, in the northeast sector there, are all targets, and they're I wouldn't even maybe call them targets. They're areas that the Iranians want to take control of. Iran wants to control the northeast oil fields in Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's move on to Syria, because I'm getting my global update from you tonight. So we're not hearing much again out of Syria. That doesn't mean that there's nothing happening there. There's so many other things going on. What's the update on Syria right now?
Not much going on. Still a little conflict between Assad running Syria, some remnants of ISIS still there, and Idlib and some other areas close by. We have a force of Americans, special ops, air power, not necessarily located in that area of northeast Syria. And then you've got the conflict with Turkey and the Kurds. And so it continues to go on, but it's been more or less pacified in the past month. Not much going on that we know of.
Interesting. Yeah, it goes from like hearing every day about people that are being killed and things that are happening to like somebody hit a switch and shut it off. Let's move over to Rocket Man, who seems to have pulled back on himself. North Korea and the relationship we have with them. Are we dead in the water? Are we still doing something? What's going on?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, the president is again exercising American influence in that part of Asia. The trade right now is the most important negotiations going on. And by the way, Joe, I wish these people on the air wouldn't say trade wars. There's no war going on. There's nobody getting shot. There's no explosives.
That's
there's no
right.
artillery. It's a serious trade negotiation at the highest levels. And that's what should be presented to the American people. These are very serious trade negotiations, particularly the Chinese who have taken advantage of us and others for decades.
Yeah.
Now we're putting it on them. And since we're dealing from strength, I think something positive is going to happen with North Korea and with China.
You know, it's funny because I spent tens of years in the computer world, in the technology world, and the biggest problem that we had was counterfeit software and pieces coming out of China. And nobody would fight it. There was nothing you could do about it. You kind of, you know, buy at your own risk if it came from China. And sometimes you didn't even know it came from China. But you had to deal with it, and it's about time, for no other reason, just dealing with this, you know, intellectual property thievery is I think it's a good thing, anyhow. Speaking of China, we don't just have the trade negotiations going on. We've got a lot more happening with them. You know, they've got ships out in areas that we're trying to work with other governments on. Let's talk a little bit about China, China's role in the world when it comes to not just being a superpower, but an economic superpower as well.
I can only tell you, having been in Europe a couple times this year, China is everywhere. I was in Paris. I stayed at a very nice hotel there. Many Chinese there that night, all dressed to the, you know,
nines.
Really, yeah, to the nine. I mean, looking, but they're all families of the Chinese government, primarily, as one Chinese told me. They're not really the middle class or whatever there is in China, other than the ruling class that has the money. But you know, they're into Africa. They're doing the Silk Route from China through Pakistan, Afghanistan, up in the Middle East. They're in Africa. They're controlling a lot of the essential, very restrictive minerals that are required for computers and everything. So, yeah, they're out there. They're out there big time.
Well, General, we're out of time. I was so much information when you're on with me. I love when you're on. Keep up the good work. We'll send people to your website and make sure they understand what's happening. Stay healthy, my friend, and we'll have you back soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, coming up, smorgasbord hour. So don't go far. Really, seriously, you'll very much enjoy yourself.